Listen to the conversation between two girls. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, Sue. I'm calling because I spoke to Andy and we should start organising our beach clean campaign. It's the beginning of April and we have to be ready before the summer holidays.
Hi, Patty. Yes, you're right. The summer is almost here and the beach clean has to take place before the tourists arrive.
My team is ready. Let's get going. First, we should print some flyers to tell everybody about it. We can hand them out at school.
That's a good idea. What could we write on the flyer?
First of all, the date. The beach clean will be on May 2nd, right?
No, wait. May 2nd is Monday. We should do it over the weekend. On Sunday would be best.
You're right. So, let's do it on May 1st, starting from 2 p.m. What else?
That we're looking for volunteer cleaners aged 14 or over.
Okay. We need lots of volunteers this year. We could say that the beach clean is a great weekend activity in the open air and that you can make new friends as well as clean our wonderful beach.
Sure. I wonder what the weather will be like. It might be cold, so we should tell volunteers to bring warm clothes.
They should also bring some protective gloves to pick up the rubbish. Sometimes we find glass, and it could be dangerous. And what about transport? How will they get to the beach? Shall we hire a bus?
Yes, absolutely. Let's put on the flyer that the bus to the beach will leave at 1:30 from the library, so we can say that the meeting point is the library. Are you writing this down?
Yes, I am. Let's also add that there will be a prize for the best team of volunteers, the team that fills the most bags.
Great. What could the prize be? We don't have much money to spend.
Well, the prize could be a rubbish bag full of sweets. What do you think?
Perfect. I think it'll be the most successful beach clean ever.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hi, Sue. I'm calling because I spoke to Andy and we should start organising our beach clean campaign. It's the beginning of April and we have to be ready before the summer holidays.
Hi, Patty. Yes, you're right. The summer is almost here and the beach clean has to take place before the tourists arrive.
My team is ready. Let's get going. First, we should print some flyers to tell everybody about it. We can hand them out at school.
That's a good idea. What could we write on the flyer?
First of all, the date. The beach clean will be on May 2nd, right?
No, wait. May 2nd is Monday. We should do it over the weekend. On Sunday would be best.
You're right. So, let's do it on May 1st, starting from 2 p.m. What else?
That we're looking for volunteer cleaners aged 14 or over.
Okay. We need lots of volunteers this year. We could say that the beach clean is a great weekend activity in the open air and that you can make new friends as well as clean our wonderful beach.
Sure. I wonder what the weather will be like. It might be cold, so we should tell volunteers to bring warm clothes.
They should also bring some protective gloves to pick up the rubbish. Sometimes we find glass, and it could be dangerous.
And what about transport? How will they get to the beach? Shall we hire a bus?
Yes, absolutely. Let's put on the flyer that the bus to the beach will leave at 1:30 from the library. So we can say that the meeting point is the library. Are you writing this down?
Yes, I am. Let's also add that there will be a prize for the best team of volunteers. The team that fills the most bags.
Great. What could the prize be? We don't have much money to spend.
Well, the prize could be a rubbish bag full of sweets. What do you think?
Perfect. I think it'll be the most successful beach clean ever.